Divine Office, Friday, Morning Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Christ gave himself up for us as a sacrificial offering to God. Alleluia.
Christ gave himself up for us as a sacrificial offering to God. Alleluia.
Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offense. O wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin.
My offenses, truly, I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight, I have done.
That you may be justified when you give sentence, and be without reproach when you judge. O see, in guilt I was born. A sinner was I conceived.
Indeed, you love truth in the heart. Then in the secret of my heart teach me wisdom. O purify me, then I shall be clean. O wash me, I shall be whiter than snow.
Make me hear rejoicing and gladness. that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins, turn away your face and blot out all my guilt.
A pure heart create for me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit.
Give me again the joy of your help. With a spirit of fervor, sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways, and sinners may return to you.
O, rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise.
For in sacrifice you take no delight. Burnt offering from me you would refuse. My sacrifice, a contrite spirit, a humbled, contrite heart, you will not spurn.
In your goodness show favor to Zion, rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocaust offered on your altar.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Christ gave himself up for us as a sacrificial offering to God. Alleluia.
Jerusalem, City of God, you will shine with a radiant light. Alleluia.
Jerusalem, City of God, you will shine with a radiant light. Alleluia.
Let all men speak of the Lord's majesty and sing his praises in Jerusalem.
O Jerusalem, holy city, he scourged you for the work of your hands, but will again pity the children of the righteous.
Praise the Lord for his goodness, and bless the King of the ages, so that his tent may be rebuilt in you with joy.
May he gladden within you all who were captives, all who were ravaged, may he cherish within you for all generations to come.
A bright light will shine to all parts of the earth. Many nations shall come to you from afar, and the inhabitants of all the limits of the earth, drawn to you by the name of the Lord God, bearing in their hands their gifts for the King of heaven.
Every generation shall give joyful praise in you, and shall call you the chosen one through all ages forever.
Go, then, rejoice over the children of the righteous, who shall all be gathered together and shall bless the Lord of the ages.
Happy are those who love you, and happy those who rejoice in your prosperity.
Happy are all the men who shall grieve over you, over all your chastisements. For they shall rejoice in you as they behold all your joy forever.
My spirit blesses the Lord, the great King.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Jerusalem, City of God, you will shine with a radiant light. Alleluia.
I saw the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven. Alleluia.
I saw the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven. Alleluia.
Oh, praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Zion, praise your God.
He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed the children within you. He established peace on your borders. He feeds you with finest wheat.
He sends out his word to the earth and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow, white as wool. He scatters hoarfrost like ashes.
He hurls down hailstones like crumbs. The waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word and it melts them. At the breath of his mouth, the waters flow.
He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel, his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations. He has not taught them his decrees.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. All-powerful God, it is through your church, generously endowed with gifts of grace and fortified by the Holy Spirit, that you send out your word to all nations. Strengthen your church with the best of all food and make it dauntless in faith. Multiply its children to celebrate with one accord the mysteries of your love at the altar on high.
I saw the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven. Alleluia.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The God of our Father has raised up Jesus, whom you put to death, hanging him on a tree. He whom God has exalted at his right hand as ruler and Savior is to bring repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. We testify to this. So too does the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those that obey him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
I go now to prepare a place for you, but I shall return to take you with me, so that where I am, you also may be. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I go now to prepare a place for you, but I shall return to take you with me, so that where I am, you also may be. Alleluia.
God the Father raised up Christ through the Spirit and will also raise up our mortal bodies. Let us cry out to him. Lord, raise us to life through your Holy Spirit. All Holy Father, you accepted the Holocaust of your Son in raising him from the dead.
Accept the offering we make today and lead us to eternal life.
Lord, raise us to life through your Holy Spirit. Look with favor on all we do today,
that it may be for your glory and the sanctification of the world.
Lord, raise us to life through your Holy Spirit. May our work today not be in vain, but for the good of the whole world.
And through it lead us to your kingdom.
Lord, raise us to life through your Holy Spirit. Open our eyes today to recognize our brothers and sisters and our hearts to love them,
so that we may love and serve each other.
Lord, raise us to life through your Holy Spirit. And as we end this week, we offer the prayers and needs of our own hearts. Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, raise us to life through your Holy Spirit. Remember us, Lord, when you come to your kingdom and teach us how to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, author of our freedom and of our salvation, listen to the voice of our pleading and grant that those you have redeemed by the shedding of your Son's blood may have life through you, and under your protection, rejoice forever unharmed. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.